Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and salvation. Amen. Our reading for today, the meditation, is based on the reading just read. In this letter, James is writing to fellow Christians scattered throughout the heathen nations. Fellow Christians that are suffering from trials and tribulations that are causing them to doubt the Lord. Not unlike what we do today when we experience trials and tribulations. They're beginning to wonder about this Lord and Savior, and they're also beginning to start to blame him for some of those tribulations. James is writing to them to encourage them in their Christian faith, and at the same time, to admonish them in regards to their Christian living. He writes, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." What he's saying is these trials and tribulations that are causing these Christians to fall away from Christ is not caused by God. He only gives good and perfect gifts, only intends for good. As we look back to the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, we see God creating man in perfection in his very image. And after the fall, what was Adam's response to God? "It was the woman that you gave me, Lord." Back then, he was doing the same thing as we sometimes do. He was blaming God. But here James is saying, no, only good and perfect things come from God. Evil has another source. He says God is unchanging, not shifting like the shadows. You know, when we think about the Father being the Father of the heavenly bodies, we think of the sun, the moon, and the stars as being quite stable and constant. The earth always revolves around the sun and the moon around the earth. The sun comes up every morning, sets every evening. But are they that constant? What about a cloudy day when we don't experience the warmth of the sun's rays? Or if you're a navigator on the seas at night, it's kind of tough on a cloudy evening to navigate. But God is the Father of those heavenly bodies. He does not shift like the shadows or change like the moon, the sun, and the stars seem to on a cloudy day. No, instead we read here in James, he chose to give us birth through the word of truth. When man fell into sin, God could have let things play out as they should have. We all would be damned to eternal damnation in hell. But he's an unchanging God. Instead, he sent his Son, the Word that became flesh, to dwell among us. That incarnate Son of God came and hung on this cursed cross of Calvary, weighted down with the sins of the whole world, to win for us forgiveness of sins. And it's through his word of truth with the water that we were born again. He did give us new life as children of God and heirs of eternal life. But God didn't stop there. He continues to be a loving, unchanging God that continues to give to us through his word and in the sacraments. That word that became flesh continues to dwell among us. Have you ever been in your car listening to the radio and you decide to change the channel and you can't quite pick up one station or the other? You're kind of caught in between. That's Satan's mode of operation today in our lives, providing us with alternate channels or alternate stations that hinder or cause us to not hear the Lord's word. Examples here on the seminary campus. I have two term papers coming up and a test on Friday. I'm preaching on Sunday. I'll put off my personal Bible study. It won't hurt for a few days. Or maybe you're a professor that just found out you're going to be teaching an overload next quarter. Or you're involved with the Concordia commentary. Boy, I'm really whipped out. I'm spending so much time in the scriptures. I'll put off my own study time. As I'm approaching the end of my seminary experience, I'm starting to appreciate some of the things that I won't have in a few months. Daily chapel service, where we come together as fellow redeemed to receive from the Lord what He has to offer. Yet how often do we get tuned into those alternate messages, such as, well, I'll get back to reading the scriptures after midterms. And then before you know it, finals is here. Well, I'll wait till next quarter. What we need to do is not be tuned into those messages. Another message which I think you first-year Greek students are going to be hearing, it's the second week of the quarter, probably right about now. Greek is the toughest class in the curriculum, right? I can wait till next quarter to be in the scriptures. I just got to concentrate on Greek right now. James speaks to this very issue of the static and alternate messages that Satan brings into our lives when he says, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you." Sounds pretty simple. Quick to listen, slow to speak. As Adam and Eve were about to grab the fruit, quick to listen? I don't think so. As we follow the children of Israel throughout the Old Testament, the time of the judges come to mind. How many times did they say, "Yes, Lord, we will listen to what you say and do it"? I think about at home when I'm in the middle of watching a football game and my wife is talking to me. My response is, There is some major listening going on then. Oh, some of you guys have had the same experience. That happens also with the Lord and His Word. So easy to do. The Lord has brought to this campus quite an array of individuals from all walks of life. Some of us have come through the synodical system. Others have been in business for themselves. Others have worked for people. But what a wealth of life experience we bring to this campus. What a wealth of experience that we can use in areas as we're struggling to do, as Dr. Jan Case used to say in Hom, get the God thing straight. That is our goal as seminarians. That is our goal as professors teaching seminarians. That is our goal as Christians. Yet how often do we put up defenses and maybe not totally listen to what the Lord has to say? We already have it figured out. We're here at the seminary. What an opportunity to immerse ourselves in the Lord and His Word in our own meditation. What an opportunity it is to gather daily in His house to receive what He has to give us. And what an opportunity it is to share with each other's life experiences as we together try to get that God thing straight before we go out and serve the Lord and His people. Our Lord is an ever unchanging God. His will for us has been the same from all eternity, that we may be with Him in paradise. May we ever drink of His waters of life in His Word, ever eat of His body and blood, because it's there that we receive the forgiveness of sins, won on that cross of Calvary. And it is there that we receive strength to deal with those alternate messages that Satan brings into our lives. May we be quick to listen, slow to speak, so that we do not just listen to the Lord and His Word, but we hear it and we do what it says. Amen.